With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A former chief of staff for the National Security Council says President Trump's effort to revitalize U.S. manufacturing has major implications for national security. More on the story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
Alex Gray says although Americans may assume it's a given the U.S. has the industrial capacity it would need to fight a major war.
It's not.
Gray says the U.S. only rose to the challenge in World War II because it was able to retool an already strong industrial base.
That base is gone. It was hollowed out over the last 35 years.
And he says that's what President Trump is trying to address by pushing for fair trade.
To rebuild that manufacturing base. And I think if he does that, he will go down as one of our most consequential presidents.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mike Hempen reporting that a tech giant says it's slowing some of its data center projects.
Microsoft has announced it's pausing some of its data center construction, including a $1 billion project in Ohio. The company says it's halting early stage projects on land it owns in Licking County, Ohio, outside of Columbus. Microsoft hasn't said what other projects it has slowed, but in late December, it revealed it was pausing the later phases of a large data center project in Wisconsin. Microsoft still plans to spend more than $80 billion globally to expand its AI infrastructure this fiscal year, which ends in June. The company says it intends to allocate investments to stay aligned with business priorities and customer demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Well, President Trump says that Israel would be the leader of a potential military strike against Iran if Tehran doesn't give up its nuclear weapons program. Trump making the comments just ahead of this weekend's scheduled talks involving U.S. and Iranian diplomats that will be meeting in Oman. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over abortion in Texas.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the city of San Antonio. It has a policy of paying for the travel expenses of women who want to get an abortion in another state. And Paxton says that violates the state's pro-life laws, amongst other things. The AG adds that, quote, using taxpayer dollars to fund out-of-state abortions serves to support and encourage acts that are unlawful in Texas, and both the law and public policy are violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Beijing is moving to bar all missionaries. International Christian Concern reports new laws going into effect in May will make it a crime for any foreigner to share their faith inside China or establish any kind of religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries is absolutely necessary for preserving state security. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue says there are indications the Fed is struggling to decide what to do next when it comes to interest rates.
In minutes from last month's meeting, policymakers say they would be in a difficult spot. The Fed could keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged if inflation remains stubbornly elevated. And they said it could cut its rate if growth slowed and unemployment rose. Rising unemployment can also lead to a recession, when the Fed would normally slash its key rate to support more borrowing and spending and stimulate the economy. Yet Fed officials would likely be reluctant to cut if inflation rose, because it usually tries to cool higher prices by keeping its key rate unchanged or even raising it if necessary. Inflation has come down sharply from its peak in June of 2022, but it has remained elevated. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Huge gains across the board Wednesday on Wall Street. The Dow was up nearly 3,000 points. More details at srnnews.com.